evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another show, The Higher Dimensions. We're so happy to hear that you're with us this evening, and I'm talking to you really from Virginia Beach, Virginia, where I'm attending an association conference to continue my educational credits for hypnotherapy. It's the National Association of Transpersonal Hypnotherapists, a wonderful, wonderful group. And tonight I have a special guest, a very lovely, lovely lady, Carol May. Say hello, Carol.
Hello, everyone. I'm so glad to be here.
And she is an angel lady. She has the Lotus Grid. She talks with the beings, the angels, Saint Germain, the Rainbow Angels of Healing, and Metatron. And she has a wonderful, wonderful new book out. Am I right? Talking with Angels, is that right?
That's right. It's called Working with Angels
Working
in
with
Everyday
Angels.
Life.
Mm-hmm. And it's just wonderful. And she sent me some things on the email that she wanted to discuss. One thing she wants to mention, and I'm mentioning it now, I'm reading her email. And it is 11-11-07 as a portal opening in preparation for 11-11-11. So, you know, that's one thing you ask. And then I've got this in front of me in case we run out of things to say, which really never happens.
That never happens to us, does it? Well, just to give teeny-weeny background on myself.
Go, please, yes.
I have some probably similar credentials to you, but I actually experienced being born with a gift to be able to talk to people's soul.
Yes.
And what went along with that was just almost as if being able to move between the dimensions and have that feel kind of normal. It feels as normal to me to talk to angels or to talk to someone's soul or higher self as it does for you and I to have a conversation. And there are a lot of things that go along with that, you know, having permission and right timing and all sorts of things like that. And as I've mentioned to a lot of people, all gifts like this, you know, there's sort of a good, bad, and ugly part to it. Do you know what I'm saying?
Oh,
because we're all in human form. We're all in these bodies. We all have to pay the mortgage or the rent. And do you know what I mean? No matter what kind of gift you have.
Right.
We still came here in these bodies to take care of them. So, but it's been a fascinating thing. And the Working with Angels in Everyday Life, it's just a little book. The angels call it the little book with the big heart.
Oh, I love
because
it. I've read it. I want to interrupt and let you, my listeners know, I love that book. It's wonderful. And you should get it. It's very informative.
Oh, thank you. Well, the great, and you know what? I just found out you can go on Amazon.com and put your comments in.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the book's available on my website, of course, but also it's available on Amazon and at a lot of different places. And there is a special place you can put remarks and give a review. So I'm going, okay, that's what I want for Christmas. I want all my friends to put a review on Amazon.com.
Oh, I love it. And I may do that for you, my dear.
That's right. So the audience can go to Amazon.com and look for that, Working with Angels in Everyday Life. And all I was going to say about it was that the main thing, one of the main reasons the beings asked me to write about it was to demystify, you know, or to take, like, the angelic energy out of just strictly, like, religious beliefs or something like that. This book is not a religious book. It's just a really spiritual book about the magic that happens because of the goodness that the quote-unquote angels represent and offer to all of us, you know. And that it's available all the time, and they just really wanted to open a portal of communication energy between humans and, or between this dimension and the other dimensions. That's really what came forward on August 1st when the book came out.
Oh, isn't that wonderful? You know, I've noticed the energy changes, and, and I guess I'm becoming more sensitive because some days I'm aware that things are not quite as they should be, and other days, and then I'm almost aware of things changing, like, you know, in mid-hour, so to speak, when energy may not be feeling good in the morning, but all of a sudden turns around and becomes lighter and fuller. It's really interesting.
There's such a lot going on right now at a planetary level. You know, if we start looking at life in terms of, yes, we live here, yes, we drive and love and have kids and have jobs and, you know, regular life, But what's also going on at that same time that we're in these bodies doing this, then the planetary energy and all the beings in the other dimensions, even our friends and helpers, you know, that have gone on to the other dimensions, are all also looking at a much bigger picture and trying to give assistance in everybody down here learning lessons and coming into more consciousness and really making these shifts and changes. Well, just recently, really during this, it must have been about almost a 3 or 4 week period of time, you know, when Mercury's been retrograde.
Uh-huh.
From October the 11th until just recently, I think it was. And it doesn't actually go back into Scorpio and become specifically direct. It goes back into Scorpio on this coming Sunday, the 11th of November.
And that then, a good thing?
Yeah, it's a really great thing. But what I wanted to say about that, whenever there are shifts and changes with the planets and wherever they are in the heavens, you know, we're just talking about planetary influences or planetary energy that's coming in to help us make changes in human form. Well, there apparently was this wave, just in case anybody can identify with this, there was an actual three-part wave of energy happening, and it felt rather destructive at times because we've been moving old energy, subconscious energy, old attachments out so that we can really build a new vibration to match what's coming in 2008, you know, so we can get ready. You know, you tear down the old house to build the new one, don't you?
Yes.
Right.
So that's what it was.
Yeah. Oh, it's just been really interesting to me when the beings talk to me about it, because I'll sit there and go, now, I've talked to, in my soul attunement work, I talk to people from all over the country every day. So when I've talked to 10 people from all over the place, and we're all going through a similar energetic feeling, then you know that most of what's happening is probably a planetary influence. And this is how the beings explained it to me. The first part of this wave, this destructive wave that's planetary energy, had to do with helping us release subconscious judgment on our own self. I want you to just think about any things that happen where you just go, what is the matter with you, you dummy? You know, or things that we think are just a truth. Well, I always was thus and such. When actually what was happening inside ourselves, we subconsciously picked up other people's judgment and just accepted it as a truth, and it actually never was a truth.
Isn't that interesting?
Right. So that's what...
Yeah, go ahead.
Now, then the second thing, the second part of that wave, you know, that probably a lot of people could really identify with, it had to do with the releasing, again, of subconscious energy of disappointment. I'm telling you, for about a week or a week and a half, it just seemed like every single day, every disappointment I ever had in my life that I didn't even remember was still there. But especially the things that had done damage to, like, say, the little girl self or little boy self, you know, when we were really young. So the parts that had been damaged by disappointments were being cleaned out during that phase. Now, this is what I find interesting, and I hope other people do too. This last phase that we just finished up with seemed to have to do with a review of our dreams and visions and pulling out old fantasy energy, unrealistic expectations, the desire to do things too fast, you know, unrealistic expectations of the third dimension. Do you know what I'm saying? The energy here is slow. It's slower than the fifth or eighth or 12th dimension. So all it appears that what this Mercury retrograde was really about was helping us all go more deeply inward and really experience a lot of the release of a lot of old subconscious stuff, things that we had not consciously been aware of, but that had been affecting our life really deeply.
Wow.
I know it, and you can tell that this is to help prepare us as 2008 comes forward. Most people think 2008 starts January 1st, and this is what Archangel Michael had said to me. In truth, the energetic of 2008 begins descending into the earth space. It starts coming here and being made available to us as humans, as conscious humans, where we can ask for help already from the 2008 energy because it descends as of October 1st.
Wow.
And the reason that's a good thing to know is because, you know, then starting November 1st, there is a really beautiful, it's sort of like the light of the Buddha that starts descending. You know, we start getting into all of our holiday energy. And the whole vibration of the Christ light starts surrounding the planet. And then we have a review that occurs. Usually it's called a year-end review with the karmic board. It happens for every soul on the planet, whether they know about it or believe in it or not. And it's usually between December 21st and December 31st.
See, I've never heard of that before.
I know, it's interesting stuff. Sometimes the beings, the good news about talking to angels is sometimes you know things that are going on in the other dimensions that can help us understand why we're feeling melancholy or blue or cheered up or excited or complete or, you know, different feelings that we'll run into. And, you know, for me, my experience is, gosh, the beings have just told me so many interesting things. It's as if, you know, that saying about think globally but act locally.
Yes, yes.
Well, the angels always tease me, and they say, well, you know, you think cosmically, and then you have to act, you know, locally. Yeah. Think cosmically and act locally, or act globally, you know. So it's just like this sort of cosmic joke. They laugh with me all the time. I tease people all the time and say, you know, the angels consider me their HBO entertainment package, you know.
And how much do they have to pay to get you?
Yeah, I don't know the answer. I don't know what their pay system is over there, but it's, you know, so much of what I've written about in the book is to remind us that we're a team, you know.
Yes, we are.
We're doing what we do in the body, and we learn things, and we go through stuff, and we struggle, and we laugh, and, you know. We go into bliss, and we are here for each other. And then they do what they do on the other side, you know, to inspire us and love us and help us get more conscious and to see things from a different perspective. So,
I think that's fabulous.
It is so great. I have this feeling that the beings were talking to me all of my life because there was such a strong knowing that at some point the importance of that was going to become known to, you know, mass consciousness, to everybody on the planet. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And I'm sure this is probably what you're finding, a lot of other people are finding too, that our knowledge, our divine wisdom, as it unfolds inside of us and we share it, and then we acknowledge other people's divine wisdom, I mean, that's like the most valuable thing you can have now is actually divine information, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's amazing the way it's coming from so many sources. The confirmation from other sources, which I love.
I do too.
Letting my listeners know that they are certainly welcome to call in and ask questions and bring you back to a subject. So what is important about 1111?
07, oh yes. And just right quick, I wanted to if it's okay, to mention the name of my website.
Going to ask you that a little bit, but that's okay. You can give it to them now.
I know. You can hear it twice and write it down. It's www.lotusgrid.com, LotusGrid.com. And the significance of Lotus Grid is easy to understand as you read that first page. But just to speak about it briefly, because it's a great thing to know when we're getting ready to talk about 1111.
Right, okay.
Metatron came to me last February 06 and began to say, he gave me my new name, Carol May, Sacred Voice for the Light. And he said, it's time now to tell everyone that the Lotus Grids are getting ready to open. And and remind everybody of the agreement that we made before we were born, before
right.
we came in. It's as if the agreement was we wanted to bring the vibration. We wanted to not just bring, but anchor the vibration of pure love,
mm-hmm.
not conditional love, you know, not even romantic love, but pure, the pure love vibration of Source and of the life force. Pure love and pure creativity, pure self-love. We wanted to anchor that into the consciousness of humanity. And it was like agreed that we would do it all together. So there are thousands, maybe millions of light workers
oh, yeah.
who agreed before we came in onto the planet within the last 50, 60, 100 years that we would carry what we sort of call like a silent or invisible chakra
mm-hmm.
that contains our essential self, you know. And it is like a lotus flower all tight in a little bud. And that from 06 through 11-11-11, these buds, these petals would be unfolding within each individual. And so that our essential self, our essential talents and creativity and ideas, our the eternal part of us actually being able to speak out and to be shared, regardless of what input or training or repression we've had in this lifetime.
Okay.
So it's an extraordinary thing that's actually going on, and you can feel, you can really start feeling, everybody's going, oh, there's a shift taking mm-hmm. place, and I'm going, yes, there is. And, you know, and it's happening in individuals, but all of us in it together. So it's really quite something. We've never taken a planetary initiation like this before, especially without bloodshed. You know, this mm-hmm. is about each one really just being out there. And it looks different for each person, and it contains so much self-acceptance. Well, one of the things they were talking about, so many people have talked about 11-11-11 as being a real, you know, stargate, a time when so many things are going to be occurring. And I don't even know all the stories of what everybody thinks is coming on 11-11. I do know that the planet herself, Mother God, is really, it's almost like her birthday or something, you know, a really special time for the mother energy on the planet. And whether that means a birthing of a whole new way of life, you know, an existence in light bodies instead of in, you know, physical heavy bodies. I don't know exactly what's coming. But I do know that it belongs to us, and it's exciting, and a lot of real high-level beings in the other dimensions, as well as a million of us humans, have been working on making sure we're all sort of in the right place at the right time inside ourselves, inside
yes.
our own self-love
yes.
and our own consciousness at that time. So in a similar way that there was a portal of communication that opened up August 1st between the angelic kingdom and the human kingdom, they started talking to me about this 11-11-07. So that's 4 years. This is a 4-year preparation time for 11-11-11.
Uh-huh.
Well, almost always in the other dimensions, whenever we're going to try to learn a lesson or have something happen, you know, your own guidance, your own soul, or the universe, God, whatever word we want to use for that, always gives a time frame. Because this is a planet of free will choice, we can't just say, well, I'm going to learn that lesson, you know, in 5 notes, you know, in 5 months or something. It's not like that.
Right.
Show about
wish.
Songs. Yeah. It doesn't work that way. So usually they'll say, okay, well, but, you know, in a 2 to 4 year time frame, these are the lessons that will be presented. And truly, you know, the same crapola stuff will happen over and over until we kind of get it.
Right.
But
yes.
I know
repetition is something that I live with at times.
I know it. I mean, this is a repetitive planet. That's how
yes.
you learn.
Yes.
Whether you're doing 2 times 2 is 4 or whether you're doing, oh, I'm really a worthy person, whether mm-hmm. I'm in relationship or not,
mm-hmm.
you know. Or whether somebody says mean things to me or not.
Well, we have to repeat it until we actually get it.
It's so true. It's so true. I was talking to somebody about that the other day, using the repetitive energy to actually help us reach our higher consciousness. That's a very powerful thing, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It's a very integrative thing anyway. But going back to the 11-11, so this is just an example. This coming Sunday, 11-11-07, is sort of like a portal is opening to tune us in and remind us that we're in training, we're in preparation for whatever it is that's coming. And the beings call this portal, they say that it's a portal of expansion and dynamic contentment. I think that's one of the most interesting formation of words they've ever given me. Dynamic contentment. It's kind of like saying, well, you know, what I have today is enough, and I'm moving forward and bringing in whatever belongs to me tomorrow. I'm open to receiving whatever else belongs to me.
Wow.
And this is enough for today. It's like at the end of each day, feeling able to really feel it to the depth of your beingness, what you actually accomplished that day. I think that a lot of people are getting ready to have a deeper understanding of how powerful their aliveness, their breath, you know, their choice to be alive, what a powerful impact that has on the rest of the planet, and how powerful our breath is, our comments, our thoughts, how much we bless the land we walk on. You know, the opinions we have, how we share, you know, there's just not, there hasn't been, I don't think, quite enough acknowledgement of how sacred every single thing is, including, of course, our darling little journey that often is so frustrating.
Sometimes I feel I'm on a journey and forgot to really pack what I needed.
I know, that's the truth, Well, this is what I find interesting. This is why I was saying that this 11-11 is connected to the unfoldment of the Lotus Grid energy.
Okay.
Is because the what they were talking to me about today was that the promise for this time of preparation, or this portal that's opening this Sunday, is about amplifying and even making it more gentle, our abilities of discernment, but especially in terms of being able to clearly see how our own dreams and visions, how our own creativity fits in with what's already here. Because that's actually almost like the door opener or the key that enables us to move from where we're at now to where we want to be, to where we could be. So this particular portal is very individual, very dynamic, obviously, and filled with a type of discernment energy I don't believe we've ever had on this planet before.
Well, I have a feeling it's because it's needed. Because that which is coming is so important and vital to our future that it's extreme. It's always important, but even more so now with the changing of old energy being, you know, I think the vision I got was like old energy is being pushed out into outer space almost to be disintegrated and being pushed off this earth for the new, higher, finer energy to take its place. Does that make sense?
Oh, absolute sense. And my experience is similar to that. The only difference is it appears through so much like heightening of consciousness and sharing and the way everybody has really sort of responded to a lot of the international and cosmic emergency things that have happened, you know, like Katrina or the tsunami, the fires in California, whatever. That there has been such response, and it's so high level, you know, that and the lessons are being learned so quickly that a lot of the old energy, it's as if it's literally being, quote-unquote, liberated.
Mm-hmm.
It's only been here because it was teaching us. It's only been here. You know, we really need to value it,
mm-hmm.
not reject it, but value it and go, you know, thanks for teaching me the lesson, you silly energy. You know,
mm-hmm.
now you can go. It's being liberated. You know, not just thrown away, but literally liberated with gratitude so that its higher counterpart or whatever it could become can now express.
Mm-hmm.
So I experience a lot of the new vibrations coming in and literally gulping up the old, you know, just...
Swallowing it.
Yeah, swallowing it up. Or the old energy, you know, we send gratitude to it and suddenly it changes shape and becomes the new.
Yes.
You know, in the same way that we still carry our baby self inside, but we mm-hmm. grow into this bigger individual, don't we?
Yes.
But we always still have our beginning.
That's true.
And so it looks like to me that a lot of what's going on now is so transformative and interesting, because it's as if we always knew what could occur or what could be true.
Mm-hmm.
And we probably went through a time of being mad because we thought it should be true and it wasn't.
But yes, yes.
You know, but you add enough love in there, mm-hmm. and then that could energy pops back up, you know?
Well, it always does. I mean, because that's the natural thing. What is not so natural is the development of the negative energy that came about
mm-hmm.
through selflessness and feeling apart and from the source of all.
Mm-hmm.
And so that is what's being gradually, I think, dissolved as we're moving back into the awareness
mm-hmm.
of the being in at one-ment with all.
I always tease everybody about that whole back to the future, you know, concept, because...
Well, it's true.
It is true.
It is true.
It's like going back to who it is that we've always been
mm-hmm.
to create the future we've always wanted.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and deserved. It's our birthright to mm-hmm. be able to be free, to know ourselves, to love ourselves, mm-hmm. and even to fall in love with our journey.
Oh,
you know,
yes.
Instead of judging. If we're going to ask the question, well, if we didn't have judgment here, what would we have? What could we create? You know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's so great. So this is an example. This portal they're talking about on 11-11 is sort of like the... you know, instead of the judgment, then we'll have discernment. We'll be able to see, oh, this is a fact, and so I just need to accept that. And then this is a fluidic thing that's mm-hmm. been here a long time that I have the ability and energy to make a choice and change it.
And that's so very important, because I've recently been in training for a foster grandparent program.
Oh.
And I was listening, and we came to something about how at least this group of people exist in fear.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And they are afraid to step out in their community, and because they're afraid of retaliation, they're afraid of this, they're afraid of that, you know, they're afraid of standing up for what they believe is right. And I'm thinking, but you're so wrapped in fear, you've lost the source of where you are, because when you're connected with the source, fear doesn't exist.
Right. Well, I can tell you, I mean, I think first I wanted to say, golly, that's such a fabulous thing for you to be involved in. And it's really important that you're there, because you're sitting there having this recognition and able, you can send blessings to it, you can send light, all sorts of things.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But I'll tell you what Archangel Michael told me about fear. He said that in truth, since everything's God,
mm-hmm.
most things that we consider to be negative
mm-hmm.
are actually, they start out positive and then they just get a bunch of stuff wrapped around them when
mm-hmm.
they are on the earth. Similar to the way we do. We start out as these innocent teeny babies full of light
mm-hmm.
and then we get imprinted and we have experiences
mm-hmm.
and stuff gets wrapped around us and then
mm-hmm.
people end up old and crabby and scared and
mm-hmm.
all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it happens to energy all over the place just like that. And
mm-hmm.
he says that fear is actually a universal communique from the other dimensions letting you know that something needs more light.
Yes.
That more light is needed. Wherever there's fear, it says is literally as simple as more light is needed there.
Mm-hmm.
So truly a great thing to do when you're afraid is absolutely just start sending light to yourself, to the fear, to the people, to the everything they're afraid of. Because most of the time, whatever they're afraid of, there's some experience behind
oh,
it.
Oh, yes. Oh,
you
yes.
Know,
yes.
Sometimes,
that's true.
You know, we make things up that we're afraid of, but a lot of what we're afraid of, there's experience behind it, isn't
right.
there?
Yeah. Yes, there is.
So to begin to dissolve the fear mm-hmm. that's caught in the memory of the experience, which can actually do such damage to our psyches
well,
and
that's
our bodies.
Right. The trauma has a tendency to keep us stuck.
Absolutely.
Until we move beyond it. And,
until
and,
it heals.
And that's the repetition, right? We
mm-hmm.
go over and over till we kind of get it right and
mm-hmm.
move beyond that point of being stuck, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. Well, I just wanted to mention that just along these lines, when Michael was saying about the universal communication, they said think about anger as if it is a communication from the other side
mm-hmm.
that something's out of balance.
Right.
And so say either one of these emotions, anger or fear,
mm-hmm.
they're not necessarily bad in and of themselves. Because all of us have fear and anger, all of us experience it, which is okay, it's normal. Staying in it or living in fear
that's
or
different.
Anger,
that's
where the problem comes.
Well, that's where the error lies.
Mm-hmm.
And it becomes... It's an illusion and delusion that we put ourselves into.
Leads to a lot of other damaging
yes.
things, doesn't
yes.
it? You know, repression
yes.
or energy
yes.
that gets stagnant or turned.
Or striking out physically, causing damage to others and to oneself.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, for there to be an organization like the
foster grandparents.
Foster grandparenting is fabulous. That's brave in and of itself just to exist. And then when enough people get together in something, whatever the issues are that block the love and the evolution of the planet are always going to show up, aren't they?
Yes.
It's always going to be present. So anytime you go into anything,
mm-hmm.
you know, we just need to accept that as a fact. All right, stuff's going to show up. Okay. Let me stand there in my center
mm-hmm.
and look at that stuff and send light to it. See if there's anything that belongs to me to do about it. You know, we can't really, there's not a whole lot that we can do about many things. But there is a whole lot we can do about a few things. Do you know?
That's right. And it all begins with number one. It
going inside.
With
yourself. Mm-hmm. That's
the truth. And that's where God dwells.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, people keep thinking of God as out there somewhere, you know?
Right, instead
yeah.
of right inside.
But inside, and it's very hard for us to think after what we're told, you know, God is this, what, hoary figure with long, you know, white locks and sort of like Zeus personified, right?
Right, right. Uh-oh.
Yeah. I think I'll tickle this one with a lightning bolt today. And but the thing is, when you tell them God is always within you, that's where he exists, and people kind of look startled. And I said, you can build all the temples you want and the houses you want, you know, but truly, if there is no one in there, where would God be?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the greatest temple, of course, we are taught is within ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And honoring ourselves, I find that so many people are it's a foreign thought to them to honor themselves. Now, we're not talking about selfishness
right.
and self-centeredness.
Right.
But honoring oneself and respecting and basically loving oneself, because when you love yourself, you must love others. You have
that's
to.
That's right, yeah.
And that's where the change comes from within, with each
mm-hmm.
and every one of us.
I teach an energy class on Wednesday nights here in my home
mm-hmm.
and here in Florida, and that's one of the things we were talking about last night. The beings were saying that, you know, everything comes back to choice. We actually always do have a choice on
right.
how we're going to respond. We might not have a choice whether a car comes and hits us or not. But we do have a choice on how to respond to our own feelings and all the things that come up. We do have a choice about that. And
absolutely.
The other thing that we were looking at was, you know, the reason there's so much unbalance in the world is because the God self at the center of our being has been out of balance for so long, or out of communication. If you're if you're not steadfast and clear on your connection to Source, if you don't know that the life force is what gives you, you know, meaning and breath and purpose and importance, then of course you can be swayed by other people's whatever they say or whatever somebody else owns or has or blah, blah, blah. You know, you're really going to be very vulnerable to everything outside of you if you're not clear what's inside of you.
Exactly.
That's it.
Yes. So I have to say that I am in accord with that. But I guess because I am with so many people like yourself and others who understand this, when I go out of that circle of...
Right.
Light. I'm kind of sort of saddened and a little surprised. It's sort of that there is this tremendous fear of stepping up and accepting morality. You know, being right, doing the right thing for the sake of doing the right thing without fear. Because again, when you express fear, you're going to draw it to you.
Mm-hmm. Like attracts like, doesn't
yes.
it? Well, what I think is, you know, you really hit on such an important part, because we really don't need any more of this energy of us versus them.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, you know, it'll still feel like that a lot of times. And it has to do with awareness and, again, our response to life. People who feel a freedom and a connection to Source or have a level of consciousness are going to respond to the things that happen in life in a really different way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, going forward in your life moment to moment from, you know, an excitement based or an enthusiasm about sharing who you are is very different than running always into fear-based brick wall type energy.
Exactly.
And I have to say, I think that it happens to be, we need to talk about this a lot more
mm-hmm.
every day, because how we respond to this is really important. Even sadness is better than just pure judgment. You know, if we're judging that that's where they're at or that's where their journey, you know, everybody's mm-hmm. journey is in different places. And
mm-hmm.
if we get it that it's just a journey, sweetie, you know,
mm-hmm.
this might be whoever is expressing that those backward ideas or that fear might be some incredible, incredible soul that you've known for
mm-hmm.
5,000 years,
exactly.
but they agreed to hold this spot and
right.
held this energy in order to help everybody learn and grow from it.
Exactly.
So it's not more judgment that's needed to tell
the
truth. You know,
mm-hmm.
understanding, blessings, light, mm-hmm. New thought, new training, absolute love is what's
mm-hmm.
probably needed
mm-hmm.
to, because think about how if somebody's judging you, you just shut down. You're not going to learn anything from them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Whereas if they're a little more convivial, you know, and accepting of you, or really ask you questions as if they actually care.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It is so much easier to learn from
yes.
someone who's open to you and
absolutely.
Not judging you. So if we think of it that way, the actual best way for us to teach or to make changes is to be open to mm-hmm. knowing that every choice we make is probably going to be teaching someone
mm-hmm.
something, right?
Yes. And as I was saying, something came up this week, and I met someone, and we talked, et cetera, and the person kept saying, well, I consider myself an ethical, moral person, and was explaining the situation, and don't you think I'm an ethical and moral person?
Wow.
And I backed up, and I said, whoa, wait a minute. I'm not going to go into that judgment.
Right.
And I said, it has to be how you feel inside
right.
with what you're talking about. If you are uncomfortable and keep having to seek my opinion, whether you're being ethical or moral, well, then you already know that
right.
you aren't in your
right.
own mind.
Or
and it's not me.
Mm-hmm, or at least they're in a questioning phase. And
yes.
Truly, again, that's one of the most powerful places a person can be, is
mm-hmm.
to be questioning what they have thought their whole life was their truth.
Right.
You know,
exactly.
Because as we evolve, mm-hmm. like say we evolve, you know, in a spiral going upward, then we're going to come back around to lots of situations, but we'll have a different perspective. We'll be in, mm-hmm. in some other place this time. So we'll have a different view, won't we, sweetie?
Absolutely. Well, mm-hmm. as we grow, it's important to grow and grow with awareness. I think one of the things we do have an issue with is remembering or allowing ourselves to be aware at all times and not
mm-hmm.
just sort of put on our blinders and go through rote.
Mm-hmm.
The way we live each day.
Right.
But expanding that awareness so that it becomes automatic
mm-hmm.
to be aware.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you an interesting phenomenon that I had that maybe a lot of the listeners or people mm-hmm. who have been, you know, in metaphysics or in higher thought for a long time, as a person who quote-unquote channels information, I having the ability to see extraordinary things
mm-hmm.
or to know higher truths, is a wonderful thing, and yet here's one of those, you know, the curses that I was talking about, the bad parts.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't, just because you see it or feel it,
mm-hmm.
it doesn't necessarily mean that I've experienced it or that I have it anchored in my own self. I still have to go through the experience of it.
Right.
I still have to practice. I still have to say my mantra 100
uh-huh.
times before
yeah,
I get it in
yeah.
my body. You know, it doesn't, just because the angels talked to me or told me something doesn't actually make it anchored inside of me.
And as merged or melded with you, I would say, you know, become a part of your beingness.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's
you
true.
Know, walking your talk is an amazing thing to try to do. I don't think it's totally that easy either.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just like personal opinion.
Yeah,
but,
no,
you know.
It isn't, because we're experiencing. We're still human. As wonderful as our soul is, we're still trying to get this chemical-based body of ours filled
mm-hmm.
with hormones and
mm-hmm.
and passions and, you
it's
know.
So true. What a good point.
To come into alignment.
Mm-hmm.
So we can be one with body, mind, and spirit. We keep it's trying to lift this physical body up. Sometimes feels like gained weight there, didn't I?
Yes, as a matter of fact, that has happened to me before, I'll tell you, that's for sure. Well, one of the things I wanted to just mention about
yes.
2008.
Yes, you were reading my mind because I was just
wanting to go there, see there.
Yeah, been wanting to go there, darling.
I know. It's really great when two kind of psychics get together, isn't it? And see,
are you reading my mind? Yeah, I think I am.
Yeah, finish each other's sentences. That's so fun. We always have the most fun. I figure people just adore to tune in because we just have so much fun together.
Mm-hmm.
But say you look at the energetic of
right.
the year and what it's going to be bringing to us, and if you were going to tune into that, at you know, a numerological level,
mm-hmm.
just 2008. The 2 and the 8 give us a 10, which numerologically would end up being a 1, which is all about new beginnings.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here's the thing. The beings have said to me, whenever you're working with numbers and energies, always leave the 0 there because it represents the unlimitless energy of the universe.
Mm-hmm.
So unlimited new beginnings, you know, the
mm-hmm.
value of unlimited new beginnings coming to us in the next year. But the
oh,
main
wow.
thing the beings have, as they talk about the new year vibration descending, the 8 energy itself is about transformation. And the 2 is about value and what we value. And so if we start thinking about that all the transformation we're going to be doing is coming from our heart and our soul and the intention of our essential soul self
mm-hmm.
from all the things that we truly care about manifesting. The way that 2008 has been described to me is that the transformation energy would literally spring out of or be based from our creativity.
Mm.
Yeah, and really coming out of, you know, that place inside that isn't afraid. Even even if we're 99.9% afraid,
right,
there's that 0.1% that isn't.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the part that will be generating the transformation in this coming year.
Mm.
So I think that, you know, I'm sure people can already feel this. There's a restlessness, this excitement,
okay,
a sense that time to get going, time to share, time to...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it's anticipatory. I feel like sometimes I'm the runner at a starting line,
mm-hmm,
and I'm waiting for that darn gun to go off so
mm-hmm
I can start moving.
I know. The adrenaline's pushing on us, isn't it?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I think it's real exciting, and the only thing that I would say, like, in advance is that spend as much of this current time or in that preparation mode,
mm-hmm,
loving yourself, getting to know yourself,
mm-hmm,
finding out what are your real beliefs, you know, what is it you want to see happening? How do you want your life to feel in 2008? How do you want to feel when you're at work, when
mm-hmm
you're on the road, you know, when you're doing whatever you're going to be doing? And if just... One way to think of things is, I know it sounds a little, you know, scary, but if it was going to be your last year, what is it you want to be known for, remembered for? What energy
mm-hmm
do you want to give to the planet?
Mm-hmm.
And maybe you'll have 50 or 60 more years, but let's be in the now for just a few minutes and go, what is it that I have that I truly want to share, regardless of whether everybody agrees or any, you know, I'm going to get kudos or money or blah,
mm-hmm,
blah, blah. You know,
mm-hmm,
it's not about particular result, but it is about the experience of sharing and rejoicing in that sharing. Even if that's an old-fashioned word, it really
is. Because
mm-hmm
I think that's how we move ahead. I think it was Edgar Cayce who said, it's not enough to be good. One must be good for something.
There you go.
Yeah. And the other thing is, it's if you have wisdom and knowledge to share and you don't share it, that's accorded as an error to you.
Mm.
Because when you gather this knowledge, what good does it do to hoard it,
mm-hmm,
to keep it to yourself,
mm-hmm,
but to give forth? You know, there's also something that was said, and this is what one does with children. You often see a picture where there's an older adult with their hand sitting on the top of the child's head.
Mm-hmm.
He said that when an older person puts their hand on top of the head of a child, what they're passing through is not only love, but their wisdom and experience.
Right,
in
doing
the energy
a download, huh?
That goes
yeah
into that child.
Mm-hmm. Well, and to me, that reminds me of something mm-hmm I think is really important, that because we are sentient beings and we are a soul, a piece of God in a
mm-hmm
body, then part of what that means is that every breath is actually important and valuable.
Absolutely.
And we can make a difference. We can share, regardless of whether we're teaching some seminar or we're just standing there breathing with someone. To do so consciously is what makes the difference. It's
mm-hmm
kind of like, say you're just going for a walk. You're not helping anybody. You're not
mm-hmm
doing anything. You're just appreciating the birds and
mm-hmm
the trees and your own feet, and you're blessing the land. You know, what you do with your intention
mm-hmm
is more important than what it is. I mean, the fact that you would be consciously doing something with your intention is more important than what you're actually doing.
Exactly.
You could be washing the dishes and be helping doing healings in
right
Darfur. You know
yes
what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
But you're standing in your kitchen washing your dishes.
Well, I wanted to share something with you that I will be going to Venezuela.
Oh, my goodness.
For a visit, a preliminary visit. And we're trying to, we will be going to one school in particular, and then we hope a few others, to utilize the teaching methodology that I've developed using the five senses to exhibit how it helps the children accelerate their learning and enhance their retention. But it also brings body, mind, and soul together. It uses the five senses in the way a brand new infant does in bringing together them in a learning atmosphere.
My goodness.
And
that is so exciting.
Yes, and when you were talking about the moving into the future, if I had only a year left to do this,
mm-hmm.
and I'm going in December and again in January to do this and to get this program started,
mm-hmm.
and to have it spread, that would be my joy.
There you go. So see, it speeds up inside of you what
Absolutely.
You're willing to put out there in a short amount of time, doesn't it?
Yes. Well, you know, and it started, and it's about time. I've been developing it for 15 years, 17 years, something like that.
Isn't that great?
And every time I tried to bring it out before, it
mm-hmm.
was like, no,
mm-hmm.
no, no.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm sure you've been having a similar experience as me. The beings
okay.
keep saying, you know, Carol, when the time is right,
yes.
then everything that belongs to us will come forward. So when the time is right, and this must be the right time. Please.
Well, the right people have mm-hmm. come into my life, the right person and
mm-hmm.
the right situation and the right timing. And these are awarenesses that I have had that, the life of many people, their old way of living and thinking and doing is sort of the door is shutting. It's like everything has been cleared out of the attic and the basement.
Mm-hmm.
And,
see that clearing, yeah.
And then it's time, and having cleared that out, it's now time to bring in the new.
Mm-hmm.
So there's room to bring in the new. Because
mm-hmm.
if you're jammed full of everything that has been, it's like, you know, you run out of space. And
that's
so clearing out the... You can get rid of the stuff you don't need, but you keep what you're going to be using, which
that's
is
right.
the wisdom
right.
and knowledge and experience you've attained. And so that is a fabulous, fabulous situation.
Mm.
There are so many people who feel this way as though they're just at the top of the hill, ready to run down the hill. The hard part has been done.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's going to flow.
Okay, so does everybody know how to contact you? I guess they do.
Oh,
okay.
Oh, well, they do know me at they can reach me through bbsradio.com on the higher dimensions, or they can go to my website, psychicworlds4@aol.com, and the 4 was for the angels,
mm-hmm.
and for the foundation,
mm-hmm.
and for the four directions and so forth. Because I consider that a founding number, an
wow.
angelic number.
Oh, and, that's so great. Yeah. To me, when I look at the 4 vibration, it's about, you know, creating a foundation for
yes.
the future. So that's really powerful, sweetie.
Yes, and I love it. And my other favorite numbers are 3 and 7.
Ah.
If something happens to me 3 times in a row, you go to the bank. That's the truth.
That's it.
You can put money in.
Isn't it funny how we use our wisdom?
Yeah.
Well, the other thing that I was going to say,
ahead.
Just in case, I mean,
yeah.
there may be a lot of people out there like me, you know,
right.
who can't go to Venezuela or participate
right.
in the fabulous way that you are. And so I just want to say out loud, as a reminder, mm-hmm. the way we can participate is to send light,
yes.
to every time we're whatever using our own senses
yes.
to say to the universe, please use my action as, you know, to remind all the energy in the universe how important our senses are,
mm-hmm.
and so that every time you say the name Venezuela, that
mm-hmm.
that adds power and light to the wisdom of the people who live there that are going
oh,
to be benefited
oh.
from you.
Well,
stuff like that. You know, we hook
yes.
whatever we can do
mm-hmm.
into the things that we would like to see happen.
Yes.
And it sends energy and light to everything.
Oh, yes. And,
mm-hmm.
You know, I have also felt waves of gratitude these last few months, and just out of nowhere, that I have felt so tremendously grateful for being alive, for being
mm-hmm.
here
mm-hmm.
at this time.
Yeah.
That we have been here, so many of us souls who are old souls have been here how many centuries, how many millennia,
mm-hmm.
and that we were here in the beginning. We've been here from time to time, and here we are at a new and one of the most exalting periods of time in the Earth's existence, that it is moving into a newer and higher and finer dimension,
mm-hmm.
and we are a part of the birth process.
It's so true.
And it is such an honor to be here. And by God, it's been a long time coming.
It has. It's true. I'm going. Yeah.
About your labor pains. Hello.
That's right. Let's make sure we're having some fun along the way. I want to remind everybody.
Yes.
to the one thing that I think is so interesting, you know, because we talk about creating all this new, and I think it's so important. One thing the beings have taught me is to really have respect and love for the past and where it's gotten us to. That, you know, we have a different choice than just judging it. We can say thank you and use our discernment to decide what to keep and what to let go of. But there's an interesting chapter in the book, Working with Angels in Everyday Life, and it's called, I think it's chapter 8, it's called the 80-20 rule, where it is part of the perfected pattern that 80% of the time, you know, whatever we do 80% of the time formulates our life, and the other 20% is just stuff happens.
Right.
And sometimes it's miserable and horrible and we have to wait, or we don't know what's going on, we're confused, and or there's tragedies, or, you know. And everything that we build during that 80% of the time, you know, those 15 years that you've been working on this, you know, the power and the love and the purpose of what you've been doing sustained you, helped you during all that time, so that now when the time is right, you get to just power right in. But I know sometimes it's hard, or we sit around and go, what's the matter with me, or what am I doing wrong?
Boy, have I sat down and said, now what, Phyllis, you know, what's the Sam Hilton problem?
And actually, we want to begin to try to think about how to view that 20% as just this natural, normal, easily acceptable part of our perfected pattern or our perfect journey. You know, it's just another step in the journey. It doesn't actually mean anything horrible unless we view it that way, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, because here you are. Here you are in this moment, nearly packed and ready for Venezuela, do you know?
Oh, and it is such an exciting thing for me because I get to take Jinshin Jitsu to another country and teach, you know, children how to help heal themselves and how to get rid of bruises and headaches and, handle asthma. I mean, just holding your finger, the ring finger with the fist of your other hand, doesn't matter which one you do, will stop an asthma attack.
Wow.
And think what that can be for kids who don't have their medicine or somebody who doesn't.
You're right about
but
that.
But anyway, God bless you. I think we got beeped.
We talked for an hour already,
I can't believe it.
I know it.
Well, I'm going to have you again another time. I would love to.
Absolutely.
And we'll be wishing each other a happy Thanksgiving and Merry Christmas.
Absolutely. And loving blessings to everyone.
Yes. God bless you all. My guest next week is Carl Helvey, an RN, and he has some wonderful, wonderful things to tell us about aging and health and healing and how we can help keep ourselves younger and happier no matter what age we are.
That's
and
very
thank
cool.
you again, Carol. God bless you. And
You're so
appreciate your being my guest tonight. And
absolutely. Love
we will be in touch. God bless you all. Good night and have a wonderful week.
Absolutely. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.